Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Private Officer International's radio show, the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Private Officer International and Blue Ram Media Group, LLC. And I'm your host, Rick McCann, behind the microphone once more. And I'm glad that you all are with us, but I've got a lot of very important news, not all good, that I must immediately announce. We are, if you haven't noticed, under attack from every direction. Whoa, you might say, you're exaggerating a little bit. Maybe you're, take it down a couple of notches. Maybe you're a little bit too excited. But the fact is that every radio program, I have to announce the serious injuries, the deaths of both law enforcement and private security. And now, today, I have to announce that the U.S. is officially under attack within our borders from people who want to kill the Jews. No, this is not propaganda. No, this is not headline hype. This is actuality. NYPD just called their officers back in uniform over the weekend after a serious announcement. They say that this is to be taken seriously. Several other major cities in the U.S. have done the same. What will happen next? We don't know. But unfortunately, with 9/11, if we were taught anything at all, is to take all threats seriously. The United States is facing a time in its history right now where it can be attacked easily internally. Forget the borders. Forget about airstrikes. Right now, we have enough hostile enemies within our country to take immediate actions to attempt to destroy not only the Jews and the Jewish community, but America. There are many, many groups inside our border, and no little thanks to the president and his team, because of the hundreds of thousands and millions who have crossed our borders for the last few years. We don't know what their true intent is. We don't know who they are. We don't know what groups they're associated with. But we do know from real intel that we have a lot of hostile folks inside our borders, inside our country, that could easily strike us from many different areas. As private security and private law enforcement, we need to immediately take this threat seriously. This is not a joke. This is not hype. This is not some news line that's just trying to get readership. This is not social media looking for clicks. This is the gospel truth. As a security officer, you need to be on big time heightened awareness, heightened alert. You really need to get that situational awareness to the top level. Just this past week, without any of this happening, a number of police officers were killed while answering calls, and two Philadelphia police officers came under attack in the parking garage of the Philadelphia International Airport when they arrived for work and spotted suspicious activity near vehicles, which turned out to be auto burglars at work. they did not hesitate to immediately address police with gunfire, killing one and seriously injuring a second. On the security side of the business, we had numerous security officers again this past week who were shot, one fatally, multiple are in critical injuries, critical condition, including a Philadelphia armor truck security officer who came under attack and was shot numerous times. Another security officer in Michigan attempted to stop a burglary. This was at a commercial shopping strip. He is in critical condition. Even though he was wearing body armor, the bullet pierced under the armor, and he is lying in a hospital bed. Many others also shot. We're telling this truth, this gospel, straightforward at the top of the hour of the radio program so that you can understand the seriousness of what's happening. Every week, I address all of the shootings involving private security, both fatal shootings of the security officer and fatal shootings by the security officer. I tell you of fallen police officers. I try to get the news out as accurately as possible. So does Private Officer International and our news staff. We send out blogs. We send out newsletters. We have radio shows. We are the only security organization that does this. Forget as is. Forget IFPO, because they're only in it for the money. We're trying to save your life. We're trying to wake you up, but I have to be honest, it hasn't been easy. We have a lot of breaking news to bring you on this program this week. We have a lot of topics I want to talk. When I come back, I want to get right to the business end of the radio program. I don't want you to misunderstand for one moment the purpose of our show. I know there are a lot of security guards, a lot of security small businesses, a lot of private little entities that, you know, they go on Facebook and they give you a little of this and that, but they're not there a year or two from now. They don't have the in-depth insight. They don't have a news staff. They don't have all of the logistical stuff that we have. We're giving it to you straight from the field, not a bunch of hoopla, not a bunch of crapola. We're trying to bring it to you straight 100% and get you to understand the business of security today is not what it was even 10 years ago, not even 5 years ago. Do you know that the Floyd death and subsequent riots and protests changed the face of private security as well? I've also brought to you week after week the number of cities, towns, and counties, and states, even federal government, who have recently begun hiring security, not just security, but armed security. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector.
Each day, those that protect and service in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
City after city, county after county, park after park, school after school, for the last 18 months plus, have been hiring contract security to do what law enforcement used to do. Because of the shortage, many police departments can no longer be SROs. because they don't have the staffing. They'd rather put them on the street to answer calls. Many sheriff's departments are at the same place, don't have enough deputies. They are telling schools to contract security. The state of Texas, the state of Florida, and a number of the other states have mandated by law that every school have armed security. But unfortunately, there's just not enough law enforcement, and so they've turned to private security. In Nashville, they've asked the police chief to supply SROs, armed uniformed police officers, in the school system. Metro Davidson Nashville Police said, we don't have enough officers at this time. We're shorthanded on the street. We're shorthanded in our own divisions. We're going to try and do the best we can. This is not a situation that people want to hear. The lack of policing across America is taking a toll. When I say taking a toll, I'm talking about crime, of course, is spiking. Democrats don't want you to think that. They don't believe it. They don't want you to hear it. You know, it's not just them, even some Republicans. It's become a political hot potato, especially this time because of elections coming up not too far away. Local elections already taking place across the country. Many local positions, mayors, state senators, even governors have been kicked out of their positions. More liberal, more left-leaning politics. You know, politicians have come in and politics have taken place. This is not a political show. I don't want to get into a situation where we're talking about, you know, politics every week, but the fact is the fact. We have to ready ourselves for what is about to and already is taking place in our country. Have you been paying attention to local government situations? How about what's happening in your own backyard, front yard? Many people don't want to listen, don't want to see, don't want to hear. Put blinders on, go to work, come home, shut their blinds, and that is it. In Atlanta, Georgia, a war on police has been going on for more than a year after they began construction on a brand new public safety training facility. Not just a facility for law enforcement, but this is going to encompass fire, EMS, EMA, emergency management, all of the public safety entities. But what happened? Immediately after the announcement, protesters came in. They began to lock themselves to the chain link fence. They began to burn police vehicles. They began to protest and riot, and it's continuing. And it's not just in Georgia. Another similar situation is underway at another training facility for law enforcement. I don't recall the city, but it has been happening for about a month now, and they are experiencing the same thing. If you don't think that there's a large majority of the populace here in the U.S. that's anti-police, anti-military, anti-government, you need to wake up. How does this affect private security, private law enforcement, or where you live? It affects everyone because they're dangerous. These people have used firebombs. They have torched police cars, even in small towns and cities. They have firebombed police stations. Look at what happened last week where a person drove their vehicle into a police department lobby and began shooting. Not the first time. Across the country, things are chaotic. They're out of hand. Law enforcement is outnumbered if we don't stand together. Security, civilians, law enforcement, the community. If we don't stand together, we don't stand a chance of survival. There are states, and I'm not going to name them, but there are states that don't want police officers except for very serious situations. They don't want police to do their job. They don't want police to enforce the law. There are some communities that are handing out needles. There are some communities who have deregulated possession of small amount of cocaine, crack, heroin, and other serious drugs. In places like California and other states, you can get a citation for a felony possession of drugs. You can walk away. In other states, you get arrested for any type of crime almost, up to murder. You can walk away with no bond, just your signature on a piece of paper. If you don't think that things are getting bad, I got another thought for you, because they really are. And they're affecting security. In 20 years of doing this for Private Officer International, I don't think that we've seen as many security officers being injured or as many security officers using force, especially lethal force, ever in the 20 years that we've had the association. Across the country, this is not changing. It's not changing. On the other hand, there are some states who have begun seeing how private security officers and private law enforcement, if you don't know what private law enforcement is, go back and listen to some of our radio programs. We've talked in great length about the growth of this specialty area of law enforcement. But there are many states, including California, New York, Ohio, the cities of Sacramento, San Francisco, Boston, and recently Louisville, Kentucky, have begun looking at the force used by security officers to begin to control it, to regulate it beyond what the state regulatory agency already does. When you have BSIS in California, the Bureau of Security Investigative Services, which is a regulatory state agency, or the Department of Criminal Justice Service in New York or Virginia, they regulate the security industry, and that includes the use of force. But when you have those state agencies, and then you have other city government or county government coming in and then trying to regulate it their own way, San Francisco just recently passed a law that dictates that security cannot use force in a theft situation or a property crime unless their life is an imminent threat or someone else's. They cannot pull a gun. You could have your head slammed against the concrete, like a Ohio police officer recently did multiple times, that could cause death or serious injury, and they would question if you pull a gun. Cities in New York, California, Ohio, the cities of Sacramento and San Francisco, Boston, and others, looking at all of the use of force by security, understanding the need of security. I got to give you that. They're talking about security is needed, and yes, sometimes they need to use force, but now the cities want to get into when and how. As violent crimes against security officers and involving security officers continue to increase, now regulatory agencies want to get in the mix without really understanding the process of what's happening or what's been going on for quite some time with security. Another city that comes to mind is Baltimore, Maryland. There were 5 fatal shootings by security officers in just a number of months. Now Baltimore is regulating when and how security officers may use a firearm. We're going to take another quick break. Let me tell you, we're on the front line now more than ever. Even I would say even more than after 9/11. Many people used private security after 9/11, but that all quieted down. They released them soon afterwards, and things got back to status quo. Now things are heating up. And now looking at, well, we have possibly hundreds, if not thousands, of terrorists living right here on our own USA soil. I think, you know, many companies and even governments are going to start using private security to defend their citizens and their property. We'll be right back. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vests or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code, 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it.
My sister Katie and I are bargain hunters, but my sister Kelly showed me an article that made me change a really bad habit. I used to buy bargain knockoffs on the street.
You mean counterfeit merchandise?
And this can lead to more Americans losing their jobs.
So, no more buying fakes, right?
Right, just honest bargain hunting.
Counterfeits hurt, but you have the power to stop them. Go to www.ncpc.org/get real. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice.
You can get involved with Private Officer International through many different methods. First of all, you can become a member if you're not already. Go to privateofficer.org and sign up today. A lifetime membership, just $99 with 50-plus benefits. And you can get involved some other ways. We have a number of committees. We have committees, a steering committee that helps us to look at what we're doing and maybe how to change it, how to make it better. We have a benevolent committee to help security officers who are injured in the line of duty. You can get involved with opening your own local private officer chapter and so much more. Just contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.org. As I said last week, we also need people to help us to be boots on the ground whenever a security officer is killed. We try to work with Crime Stoppers in that area. Every city, every metropolitan area has their own Crime Stoppers. It is a national organization. To learn more, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We really need for folks to get involved. It's very difficult these days to get the word out there, to convince people how important it is to get involved with Private Officer International. We are not about just having a meeting and luncheon. We're not about just selling you magazines and other products. We want us to be a true group that works together to protect ourselves and others. We're a do-good group, if you will. But it's very important that we all definitely get involved. I've talked recently, I spoke last week about having a poignant conversation with one of our longtime POI members. I've talked to law enforcement in recent, the last couple of years actually, about how security is playing a bigger role in protecting life and property, and they agree. Some of them are, you know, excited to know that we're there for them if something should happen. I have come to the aid of police officers numerous times while working security. And in fact, recently, it just within the last 6 months or so, we had a similar situation and we were there for them and they've been there for us. We have to work together, and that's just how it goes. There really is no other way. If we're to get through this safely, we need to be one community. And the blue line, I don't care about the red line, the orange line, the purple line, the green line. I don't care about the color of the line. We want to be on the line with all law enforcement and security and stand shoulder to shoulder. Right now, we have a great opportunity for you to get some online training, relatively very inexpensive. Two online courses for just $159 for the rest of the year. We sent out a newsletter last week announcing that. If you didn't get it, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com and we'll send you the link. We're also going to bring the school to you, so if you'd like to have some on-site training, whether that be taser certification, less lethal, force-on-force training, church security training, or any other training, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have more than 200 courses that we can bring to you in the U.S. or Canada. And, hey, if you want us to come to France, Italy, you want to bring us to the islands, wait till about December or mid-January when the weather's very cold and we can come to the warmer spot. But, yeah, we're available. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy. Located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933.
You told me not to talk to strangers. You told me not to cross the street without looking both ways.
You told me not to touch yourself. You told me not to do drugs. You told me not to drink and drive. You gave me so many messages about how to stay safe. Why didn't you keep me safe by properly storing your gun?
This past week, the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, reiterated his commitment to Virginia's veterans and celebrated the extended tax exemptions for military retirement pay through the removal of age restrictions in the 2023 Virginia state budget. It was his platform that said, if I'm elected governor, I'm going to make military a priority. And he has been doing that in many different ways. In 2022, they enacted a state tax exemption for military retirement pay, which expanded the benefit that would apply to all military retirees. And now, with this new law, he's taken the word age out of the law. Before, it had a certain requirement. You had to be a certain age before it would apply to you. Now he's taken that out. So anyone who's retired from the military, doesn't matter if you're 35 or 55 or 95, regardless of age, you will not be taxed in the state for any retirement pay, giving retirees more money for their life, their support, with the support of the members, and this was really a key part here, of the Virginia General Assembly from both sides of the aisle. they were able to get this law passed, provide additional tax relief to the military retirees that call Virginia home. Reducing the tax burden on military retirees was a promise the governor said he made early on, and they were able to get it delivered. After commendable years of service and sacrifice, the governor said, our Virginia veterans deserve the best treatment. As governor, I'm working to make Virginia the number one state in America for veterans and military retirees to live, work, and raise a family. The fact is that our local military retirees play a vital role in our civilian workforce. When they transition from active duty, they are truly community force multipliers. And many, many of those retirees work in private security, public safety. So I think that this is a great thing. I don't think we do enough for our military. And many of our security personnel and many of our association members are former military. Some are retirees. Some served 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. But I don't think we do enough. I really don't. So this is going to benefit many of our private security officers and private police officers across the state. And I think every state needs to move forward with a similar law.
The Federal Aviation Administration wants you to fly your drone responsibly. Avoid flying your drone near other aircraft, especially near airports. Fly your drone below 400 feet. Always keep your drone in sight. If you see a safety issue involving drones, contact local law enforcement immediately. Fly smart. Fly safe. Have fun.
Being with you was a blast. Our future together was looking pretty good. We had some great times. Everything was going so great. But you made a stupid choice and killed our relationship. I'm gonna miss you.
His choice. To drink and then drive. Underage drinking can cost you your freedom. Drinking and driving can cost you your future. There's no future with alcohol.
Making the news roundup this week, and remember, you can still read our breaking news 24/7 at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Sign up today for our newsletters, officer down reports, and information at privateofficer.org. Just $50 a month, correction, $50 a year, delivered to your email box. When news happens, you'll know about it. Coming out of Canada, a security officer at a casino was murdered. Police there, the Durham Regional Police, say they are investigating after the 34-year-old Michael Fernandan was murdered while working in security. In Las Vegas, an unnamed security officer in uniform was arrested by police for reckless driving in a school zone. He kept going up and down the street at high rates of speed. Even though he was waved to slow down by police, he continued. They clocked him at 50 miles an hour in a 15-mile zone. He was taken into custody and later released on bond. A Hollywood, California security officer is in critical and condition and is clinging to life after being shot at a trendy Hollywood nightclub during the last week. Authorities say a disturbance arose. The security officer tried to settle folks down, and that is when he was shot. A substitute school teacher in Annandale County, Maryland, was arrested after leaving a gun in a book bag in the class where he was teaching. A lockdown of the school occurred as they tried to locate who the owner of that bag was, and it turned out to be the substitute teacher. He's been arrested. A security officer at the Mount Graham Regional Medical Center was assaulted. Police responded to assist the security officer and a disorderly patient. According to authorities, the patient was in intensive care. He took off and was trying to flee the facility. The security officer tried to stop him. They got into a struggle. The security officer was injured. In Yellowknife, Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, an officer and a security officer were injured by an impaired driver there. According to police, they received a complaint from the security officer about a hit and run. When police arrived, the driver, who was DUI, then struck the security officer and the Royal Canadian Mounted Patrol officer. Both received minor injuries. The suspect has been arrested. In Houston, Texas, a security officer was assaulted and bit and spit on. Police there responded to assist the security officer. The suspect has been incarcerated. It is a felony to assault a security officer in uniform in Texas. I'd like to say this is a one-of-a-kind, unique court, but really it's not. Alabama became the latest state that launched vape courts. This is a court that handles cases where students in schools have been caught vaping, which in most states is a criminal offense. This new type of court will handle all of these cases as juvenile cases and dispose of them without a criminal record. A shoplifter claims that she thought a security officer was trying to hook up with her. And so after leaving a Walmart store with $700 worth of merchandise, Catherine Eves said, "Oh, I thought security was just trying to holler at me, trying to get me to stop so he could talk with me." That didn't work for her, and she was arrested. Remember, you can see all of our breaking news every single day at Private Officer Breaking News. The U.S. seizes dozens of guns at schools across the country every single day. A new report states that this is an ongoing crisis, even with many avenues of security being used, from campus police, SROs, to armed security officers, gun sniffing, dogs, and even in some cases, metal detectors. There is no easy answer, the new report stated, although many schools are beginning to install very expensive gun detection AI platforms. Baltimore County Public Schools is one of the latest to do so. They added on the alert gun detection, which is being used in many school systems across the country. This is a system where many people can walk through an electronic wave. It doesn't slow down the entry into the school. Many event centers also using it. A hospital transportation of a security officer resulted after he opened a package at the Chicago Cubs offices. He was overcome by some type of chemical. The security officer was rushed to the hospital and treated. No word on to what exactly was in the package. Four St. Louis school security officers were honored this past week for being involved in a school shooting response. The security officers went above and beyond the call of duty. According to the school board, after a shooting October 24, 2022, at a high school, the security officers were able to get many of the students out of the way. Orlando Harris was shot and killed by police less than 20 minutes after storming his former high school, armed with an AR-15 style rifle and about 600 rounds of ammunition. A Milwaukee woman is under arrest after punching a teacher and assaulting a school security officer. Dominique Alexander faces multiple felonies and misdemeanors in that attack. A reserve police officer and a mall security officer in San Jose was able to tackle one of five people involved in a major theft at a Gucci store. Authorities say that the person that they tackled was actually wanted already. He was a fugitive from Nevada. He's been charged with robbery of a Gucci store there in San Jose. A reserve officer was working the Valley Fair Mall. Surveillance video by security shows the robbery in progress. The reserve officer's working overtime assignment along with mall security was able to capture one of the suspects. They do have a lead on the others, and they hope to bring them to justice. A San Juan, Puerto Rico security officer has been indicted on federal counts of child exploitation. The federal grand jury indicted Molina Falcone on three counts of coercion and enticement of a minor, receipt of child exploitation material, and transfer of obscene material. This was a Homeland Security investigation along with Puerto Rico Police Bureau and the Puerto Rico Department of Education. The suspect is currently in custody. Albany police officers have been suspended after they were working a private security detail while on the clock for the city. How many times do we have to read about these things? Three police officers now are suspended because they were double dipping. They were providing security at several businesses while they were supposed to be patrolling the city. Security officers in San Francisco, California today are being credited with going above and beyond after a vehicle crashed into the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. The intentional crash, the security officers immediately responded, taking the suspect in custody. Police say that the security officers were able to disarm the man before police could get there. One Philadelphia police officer is dead. One's very critical after shooting at the Philadelphia International Airport. The officers were on airport detail and had just arrived for duty. A security officer in Los Angeles is under arrest for numerous series of sexual assaults in Koreatown. LAPD investigators say they believe there are more victims out there. One victim came forward saying that she was kidnapped while the security officer sexually assaulted her. He's been identified as Matthew Scott Reyes and currently is in custody. A Texas school employee was murdered on campus. This happened in Forest Hill, Texas. According to authorities, this employee was killed on the property by a person that she knew. School security immediately responded to the shooting. The suspect has been taken into custody. Police in Virginia say a security officer was assaulted while trying to stop several shoplifters in Northern Virginia, Fairfax County. He was taken to the hospital and released. The security firm, Securitas, has settled a lawsuit after one of their employees murdered an employee at Timberland. This was in Exeter, New Hampshire. The murder happened several years ago in 2020. According to the settlement, an undisclosed amount was given to the family of that employee who was murdered by the on-duty security officer. Robbers shot an armored truck driver in South Philadelphia this past week. This happened on the same day when the police officers were murdered at the Philadelphia International Airport. 24-year-old Brinks employee was dropping off cash at an ATM in the 1900 block of South Christopher Columbus Boulevard. That happened about 2:35 in the afternoon. Police say the armed man shot the security officer and then took the money and fled. No word as to whether or not an arrest has been made. Speaking about armored trucks, an armored truck employee is under arrest after faking a $1.1 million robbery in Converse, Texas. Several security personnel were involved. Several have been taken into custody, and just last week, Brian Martinez Rodriguez, 23, was charged in those fake robberies as well. Coming out of Miami, a Florida security company owner is under arrest for impersonating a highway patrol officer. I don't believe this charge is going to stick. It might. The Florida security company owner bought a Dodge Charger and had it painted to the scheme of the Florida Highway Patrol. Then she put a light bar on top of the vehicle. A state trooper happened to spot the vehicle and pulled it over. A badge on the side of the vehicle said FSO Guard. According to the driver of the vehicle, she just liked that color scheme. Troopers didn't buy it. They arrested the security company owner, Lilia Pukachesovic. She has been released and charged with impersonation of law enforcement. Remember, you can read all of our breaking news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. And one more closing news article coming out of Fullerton, California. Three teens are in custody after they attacked a Fullerton College police officer. They used an axe. They used their fist and other implements to assault the 53-year-old officer as he questioned them about trespassing on the campus. Two 18-year-old men and a 17-year-old male have been charged with felony assault of law enforcement. During the melee, one of the suspects also whipped out a tomahawk-style axe out of his backpack and swung it at other responding security personnel. Several teens fled. They were able to get them in custody. Eli Baffle, 18, was the lead suspect, and he is in custody. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Can we be real for a minute? I'm a high school math teacher, and I'm a firefighter.
Man, we're going to have you out in just a minute, okay?
I'm a designer.
I'm a retired VP in business.
And I'm a student.
I'm a mother.
I'm a business analyst. And I'm a volunteer firefighter.
You thought we just fought fire?
Firefighters get trained to do so many things.
Ready, right here, right here. Be sharp, be sharp.
What we do is serious business.
Three quarters of the nation's first responders are volunteers. That includes here in Connecticut. And lately, it's been harder than ever with fewer citizens volunteering.
From teenage cadets like me
to seasoned veterans like me.
So what are you waiting for?
You ready to make a difference?
Ready to join our team?
Your community needs you. We need you. Visit EverydayHeroCT.org or stop by your local firehouse today and take the first step of joining your fire department.
Ever since 9/11, an organization has been formed to lead intelligence on any possible attacks on the U.S. In 2002, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security officially became the lead agency. And under this lead agency, 22 other agencies, including the U.S. Coast Guard, TSA, FEMA, the Border Patrol, Immigration, Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, and many others, all came under one umbrella federal agency. The DHS has a lot of different areas of enforcement, a lot of different authorities, a lot of different duties. But one of those duties and one of the main responsibilities that they have is intelligence. To monitor intelligence across the world along with their partners, and they do this, by the way, with offices not only throughout the U.S., but in many countries. They work together. The Department of Homeland Security Intelligence Group listen, they monitor, they watch, they follow, they gather intel to protect our country, our assets, and other countries who have joined together are doing the same thing. Among other agencies involved are those at a state level. Many states have their own state Department of Homeland Security where they pay someone a very large salary with a staff to do the same intel gathering and information disbursement among many state agencies. They both work independently as well as collaboratively with federal and state and local law enforcement. Since 9/11, the Department of Homeland Security, along with many state and local law enforcement agencies, have made arrests of homegrown terrorists, including as young as 16 years old. A number of years ago, two 17-year-olds in North Carolina were going to go to Turkey to train with ISIS to bomb police departments and schools. The intel that was developed led to their arrest, and sadly, instead of going to college, those 17-year-olds went to federal prison. There have been many other developments since 9/11 that have prevented other bombings here in the U.S. and elsewhere. How much intel is being gathered and to what extent and who is being passed this intel, we don't know because it's a secret. We don't know who gets it and who doesn't. We don't know how it's relayed. The only time that any real information is made public is when an arrest has been made or when they have defeated homegrown terrorists or others who plotted to either cause destruction or kill someone. On a state level, state Homeland Security agencies gather their own intel independently and share it sometimes with local police and sometimes with federal agencies. We don't know, again, how often, when, or if they've ever prevented any type of attack. We don't know how well the feds and the state play together. And we don't know how many agencies truly are involved or who receive the information. While involved in law enforcement, I know certain notices come through email, some secured, some not. I know that there are certain alerts that do get passed on to local law enforcement when there's a threat in their area. New York City, no doubt, has received many of them. In fact, I stated earlier that their officers are on heightened alert right now because of the war in Israel with Hamas. We know Hamas is here in the U.S. We know there are other terrorist cells that have come in across the border illegally that are here. We know from just the last 4 or 5 days now that many protests are standing with the Palestinians, with Hamas. Many people are protesting against the U.S. and against Israel. That tells me we have a heightened chance of some type of terroristic acts happening here in the U.S. Our military, locally, National Guard, Reserves, I'm sure they have already been put on alert. Law enforcement in many areas, as I said earlier, have also been put on alert. During the George Floyd riots, the feds did pass information on down to the local law enforcement and even to some private security agencies about possible sites that had planned terroristic actions against them. Some private security officers working at federal courthouses, federal buildings, and contracted to military agencies and bases were also given that intel, and they were put on heightened alert. Unfortunately, two contracted FPS, Federal Protective Service, security officers were murdered during the George Floyd protest. I know for a fact that intel was given to other contract security officers and security companies across the U.S. during that time and numerous times in the last 20 years. But unfortunately, those are selected sites and selected communications. It's not broad-based. Although the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and our state Homeland Security agencies and local and state law enforcement and the other federal alphabet agencies all work independently and also cooperate when they have intel for that specific area. Unfortunately, there is no such clearinghouse for private security, never has been, even though after 9/11, politicians promised that the frontline security would also be given information so that they could better protect themselves and their clients. There are definitely channels of information that do get passed down to private security from time to time. No doubt about it. But unfortunately, as with right now, we may face wars within our own boundaries of the U.S. We may face attacks, uncertain attacks. We know that there are many high priority targets. We know the military bases here in the U.S., and I live close to military bases in several states. In fact, I'm right between several high-target military bases, and we had a discussion with local law enforcement and some friends of ours in the fire service just this weekend. We could be a target, and they don't have to come across the border. They don't have to steal planes and try and fly them into any buildings because they're on the ground, boots on the ground in the U.S. right now. There's no clearinghouse to pass down this information, this intel, to frontline security personnel. I'm pretty sure that the larger security companies get some intel given to them either from local, state, or maybe even federal authorities. Whether or not they trickle that down to frontline security, we don't know. And if they do, it's probably in a very limited bites, very small bites of information, not the whole thing. No clearinghouse, no agency, no entity set up to be that receiver of intel and dispatcher of intel, no one company, no one private or public agency to distribute the information that's needed at the front line. Private agencies, private security personnel, private law enforcement. And so they deal with us just like they would with a taxi cab driver or a Walmart employee. They don't tell us. They don't let us know what they know. They don't give us any details until it's almost too late, or sometimes even after it's too late, we still don't know what they knew. I think it's pretty much past the time for us to have some channel, some information source that will be responsible for passing out these broadcasts to us well in advance. If they know that New York City is being targeted, frontline security should know because they're working at those sites just like they did on 9/11. Hundreds of security officers were injured or killed during 9/11 and other events similar to that. During the George Floyd riots, dozens of security officers were killed. Two working at federal courthouses. Others were injured in the midst of all of the riots nationwide. Yes, they did make some headlines. Yes, they were in the news, but it was very limited. And they could not have planned for it. Intel information must be of the highest priority for the frontline security teams. Without information, you cannot protect yourself, let alone your client. We need to begin conversations immediately with our local representatives and senators. We need to begin communications with local law enforcement, state, homeland security. These are the places to start. You'll never reach out to a federal agency that will respond back to you as a priority. But on the local side of it, you should be able to talk with your liaison, your representative of Homeland Security at the state level, which is under the governor's office, or at the local police and sheriff's department, because they all have some representative there who are responsible for receiving and distributing intelligence information. I hope that we do not see another 9/11. I hope that we don't experience attacks on those who are not prepared, unarmed, unaware. Places that would be a high priority, of course, would be airports, federal buildings, military installations, federal courthouses, and any place where a large amount of people would be gathered. In recent years, a TV program called the FBI and a few others have actually highlighted these areas in their storylines. They have shown terroristic acts here in the U.S. That information, while fictional, was also non-fictional. It was non-fiction as much as it was fiction. It was make-believe as much as it was real. We need to be better prepared. If you're a security company owner, if you are in charge of security at a company, if you are involved in private law enforcement, we should be reaching out to our local law enforcement, see if they do have someone who handles local intel, and begin having conversations about preparing for the worst in the upcoming days and weeks and months. And even if this passes over and nothing happens here in the U.S., we need to be prepared for the next thing that could happen. As an individual employed in security, you probably cannot represent to law enforcement that you want to be that person who channels that information. It would not be received well. Although your intentions are good, they would be probably falling on deaf ears. We need to do it as an organization. We need to do it as a company. We need to do it as a unified body, and we cannot wait any longer. That's going to do it for this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Contact Help Desk at PrivateOfficer.com if you'd like to be involved, if you'd like to give us some suggestions on how we can open these channels of communication with local, state, and even federal law enforcement. Until the next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.